You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Locked On Angels. This is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, brought to you by Hotels.com. You're locked in with Jason Hernandez, pinch hitting for the final time this week. Today is August 15th, and I've had a lot of fun doing this show over the past couple weeks. Again, big thank you to Taylor Ward for having me sub in for him, and I've co-hosted a few times over the last few weeks, and I'm very happy to have had this opportunity. So once again, thank you very much, Taylor. Hey, guess what? The Angels finally won a game the day before I host. Isn't that great? But before we talk about that fun game, here's how you can listen to us. You can download today's show or any of the episodes on the Locked On Podcast Network via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the brand new Himalaya podcasting app. Free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Also, follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels, and you can follow me at StimpyJD, which has had a lot of fun posts. Yesterday was a very fun game, and we'll dive into that right now. Angels and the Pirates played the third game of a three-game series at the Big A. Yesterday's start, by the way, was very tough to get to the game because, I don't know if you guys saw the news or heard, but the entire 57 freeway was closed last night. So a lot of people, myself included, had trouble getting to the Big A last night. And it was even worse trying to leave the Big A last night. The Pirates got off to a very fast start, scoring two runs in the top of the first inning to jump out to another 2-0 lead. And right away, the fans are saying, oh no, not again. But then Albert Pujols comes to the rescue, and we have this call right here.
Ground ball to the right side, a base hit. Trout's going to be waved around. Cabrera comes up with it. No thrown. Pujols with the RBI single to right. And now the most hits ever by a foreign-born player.
Congratulations to that one, Albert. That's an amazing moment for you in a Hall of Fame career. All time, as far as career hits for a player born outside the United States, Albert Pujols is the new king. 31-67 for Pujols.
That's right. With that hit, Albert Pujols becomes the all-time hits leader among foreign-born players. And that is such an honor for Pujols. He just moved into 16th place among all active hitters and first among foreign-born. And there are only four players who have more than 3,000 hits that were born outside the U.S. Rod Carew from Panama, 3,053 hits. Ichiro Suzuki, 3,089 hits from Japan. Adrian Beltre from Dominican Republic at 3,166. And with that hit, Albert Pujols from the Dominican Republic becomes the all-time hits leader among foreign-born players. He's from the Dominican Republic, and that was his 3,167th hit. Congratulations to Albert Pujols. As much fun as that was, it got even better just a few minutes later as Luis Rengifo went up to plate, and we had a little bit of silliness, a little bit of, how can we say this? Little League play. Let's listen to the audio right now.
This is flared out to left field, and that'll bring home a third run. The Angels are going to take a 3-2 lead. Misplayed by Reynolds. It goes into the corner. Luis headed to third base. Wave of home, Gallego. The windmill does. Here comes Luis. Safe at home. Little League home run for Luis Rengifo. It's 4-2 Angels.
That error by Brian Reynolds of the Pittsburgh Pirates enabled Rengifo to score, getting the score too. 4-2 Angels. Rengifo did get an RBI on that play, but he also got a Little League home run by scoring himself. And that was a silly play to watch in person because you're thinking, okay, he might score. Oh God, there's an error. That was fun to watch. Then we jump all the way ahead to the top of the seventh inning. Eric Gonzalez grounded into a double play, but he got a score in to make it 4-3 Angels. And then we go to the bottom of the eighth, and Albert Pujols strikes yet again.
So the count holding at 1-2 strikes. Here's the next one on Albert. He bounces it by the mound and out of the reach of a shortstop. That's going to get in one. That is going to likely get in another. Calhoun will score. Albert ends up at second base on the throw-in from the center fielder, Marte. And the Angels do add on and take a 6-3 lead.
Infield in and just a jam shot. This one at 97 miles an hour, a sinker that ends up in on the hands towards Albert. He just fights it off and hits it right back up the middle. Kevin Newman, the shortstop, leaves his feet trying to knock this ball down. He cannot do it. Albert drives in a pair. Angels increase the lead, now lead 6-3.
And that was hit number 3,168 for Albert Pujols and two more RBIs. And by the way, we'll talk about all of Pujols' stats later on in the second half of the show. But Pujols already has 70 RBIs this season. Can you believe that? 70 RBIs already. Woo! That helped the Angels get to a 7-4 victory. Great game all around by the Angels. Great pitching. I got to give it up to Dylan Peters, who went six strong innings, only giving up two earned runs and getting six strikeouts. And the bullpen did it once again. Buttrey got an inning of work. Bedrosian got an inning of work. And Hansel Robles even got an inning of work in. Robles hasn't pitched that much lately because the Angels have been losing so many games recently. So it was good to see Robles get some work. And it was also great to see Caballo Blanco back in the Big A. So that's a look at last night's game. In the second half of today's show, we'll talk more about Pujols and reveal the answer to yesterday's scouting report. But first, let's talk about Postmates. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, ceviche delivery if they have it, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. For a short time, Postmates is giving you, Locked On listeners, $100 in free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Download the Postmates app and use the code LOCKEDON. We'll be right back with more Locked On Angels after a word from our wonderful sponsors.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You're locked in with Jason J.D. Hernandez. This is such a fun song. The Angels did get around last night. In fact, they got around like a bunch of little leaguers. Well, maybe one player in particular. So, we gotta talk about Albert Pujols. And I gotta say this right now, and I just realized this more and more so after last night. We take Albert Pujols for granted, not the Angels, but I mean baseball in general has taken advantage of Albert Pujols. And I say this because he's going to be the all-time leader in a plethora of categories, and yet no one is paying attention, or not many people are paying attention, sadly. Let's go over some of his really humongous totals. Career, he's got 651 home runs. He's inching ever closer to Willie Mays in that 660 mark. Right now, he has 2,052 RBIs. The only players ahead of him are Cap Anson at 2,075, Alex Rodriguez, 2,086, Babe Ruth, 2,214, and Hank Aaron, 2,297. Aaron is going to be tough to catch, but Pujols can definitely catch Cap Anson by the end of this season. He only needs 34 more RBIs to catch A-Rod. He might do it this season if he gets on a roll. And then down the distance, Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. Pujols has 3,168 career hits, 16th all-time, and the next three ahead of him are Cal Ripken Jr., 3,184, Nap Lajoie, 3,243, and Eddie Murray, 3,255 hits. Pujols could realistically get to about 3,300, putting him in top 10 all-time in hits. Again, those are humongous numbers. Now let's look at some of his other totals that don't get looked at all that much. And this is the unfortunate part that we get. Grounding into double plays. Pujols has the record for grounding into double plays with 390. Many of those coming in the second half of his career with the Angels after the plantar fascia issues. His career slash total. He has a career 300 batting average, .379 on base, and .550 slugging percentage, making his OPS .930 and his OPS plus .147. Unfortunately, his OPS plus has been below 100 the past three seasons, including this year. Another stat that was pointed out to me is going to be doubles. Right now, Pujols has 653 doubles. That puts him 8th on the all-time list. Just ahead of Pujols on doubles are Nap Lajoie, 657, George Brett, 665, and Craig Biggio, 668. Again, Pujols top 10 in doubles. And he's also top 10 in total bases. This was pointed out to me by DC Lundberg last night, but Pujols is top 10 in total bases with 5,806. He's only 7 away from A-Rod at 5,813 and Ty Cobb at 5,854. That's a stat that kind of gets overlooked, but you have to think about total bases because that tells you how many home runs he's hit, what his overall value is as a player. That's something that gets overlooked quite a bit. And again, we really take advantage of the fact that we have Albert Pujols still, and we are looking at one of the greatest hitters of all time. And somehow he is still getting it done because he has already surpassed his RBI total from last season, and he's only played 96 games so far. I mean, I don't think he can realistically get to 100 RBIs this season. He hasn't done that since 2017. But the way he's been rolling lately, there's a chance. And as long as Pujols has the hot bat, you may as well keep rolling with it, right? And that's my quick take on Albert Pujols. Hopefully we don't take him for granted too much. And now we reveal the answer to yesterday's scouting report. And there were some good guesses, but no one got the right answer. I'll quickly go over the first scouting reports. He's so quick behind the plate. He has excellent lateral movement range. He blocks balls in the dirt well, and he really unloads the ball quickly. And this is the funny part. But for me, the most impressive thing about him is his intelligence. He has a game plan for each pitcher. He's just outstanding when it comes to handling a staff. I know some Angel fans have been very critical of this person because he doesn't quite plan his pitching all that well, and he doesn't know when to take out players. Yes, the answer to yesterday's scouting report is Angels manager Brad Ausmus. Don't forget, Ausmus was an excellent catcher back in the 2000s. And this is his scouting report, which I think is hilarious. Now, before we say goodbye, this is my last show this week and my last hosting show on Locked On, but hopefully I'll be back to co-host some more shows later this year. I'd really like to sincerely thank everyone that supported me over the years and supported me the last couple weeks in doing this. And most of all, I'd like to thank Taylor Blake Ward for giving me this chance to host Locked On Angels for the last 2 weeks, and it has been a lot of fun. I'll still be covering baseball for the next couple of months, and I just gotta say, it's been a lot of fun, guys. That'll do it for today's podcast. Download today's show or any of the episodes on the Locked On Podcast Network via Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or the new Himalaya podcasting app. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels, and you can follow me personally at StimpyJD. Hopefully we have more cheery tweets than we've had the past couple weeks. Also, today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own through Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. Once again, huge thank you to everyone that had listened in the past couple weeks. Don't forget that tonight's game starts at 7:05 p.m. at the Big A as the Angels take on the Chicago White Sox. Reynaldo Lopez pitches for the Chi Sox, and Andrew Haney comes back tonight. How about that? For Locked On Angels, I'm Jason Hernandez saying, have a wonderful day. And for the last time, I'll see you at the ballpark, and stay nasty, Anaheim.